Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Well, a scintillating news coming your way, as well as a hilarious good sports right after that. So that's coming. First, I'll hit you with Simply Safe. Your local police probably get hundreds of calls a night from burglar alarms. They don't know which ones are real and which ones are the cat setting it off. And they don't know how to react. That's why they have Simply Safe, or why you have Simply Safe, and that's why it's different. If there's break-ins, Simply Safe uses video evidence to give the police an eyewitness account. They can tell the police where the intruder is and if they're armed and what the heck is going on. And that means they dispatch up to 350% faster. Comprehensive protection, outdoor cameras and doorbells, plus entry motion and glass break sensors, all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. And you can set it up yourself, no tools necessary, or they can do it for you. Only 50 cents a day with no contracts. It's Simply Safe, right, Dawson?
Go to simplysafe.com/Adam today and get a free Simply Safe security camera, normally $100. Go today and it's free. It will help you capture crucial evidence for the police and get 350% faster dispatch. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold-my-beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. ACS and car lovers alike, get ready because February's shipment includes a Blu-ray of Adam's newest doc, Shelby American, with special features you can't get anywhere else, and a signature from the Ace Man you can't get anywhere else, a Chemical Guys Clean Car Essentials Kit, featuring butter wax, streak-free window cleaner, two odor eliminators, and more. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find a golden ticket for you and a plus one to join us at the Carolla Family Barbecue. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month, nor keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Quick update. The two top reviewers, or at least the two reviews for Out of Africa from 85 that came in 2020, rotten. So that's now.
Time has not been kind Out of Africa.
Well, we have to factor this in now. You remember it won the Academy Award. It was universally loved.
Yep.
Now, there's a few people that weren't born in 1985 that are all woke and no joke, and they found some issues. Because somebody shot Cecil the Lion, and now they're going to deduct some points, and we have to now factor that in when we're doing these things.
Having never seen either one, what do you assume is a more boring movie, Out of Africa, or Bridges of Madison County?
I'm sure Bridges is much more interesting.
Really?
Well, they got the melodrama and the love and the violin or
Doesn't
something.
Doesn't he go there to take pictures of bridges?
Bridges.
Okay.
The setting difference.
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. One's sweeping. Mm-hmm. So the prosecution rested its case in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial on Thursday. During the 2 weeks of testimony, jurors heard from six accusers who claimed the movie mogul had either raped or assaulted them. Now the defense will have its turn to call witnesses, though it's not believed Weinstein himself is going to take the stand. Among the witnesses the defense is expected to call, according to Fox News, is a psychologist who specializes in human memory. Weinstein's,
always a great sign.
Right.
Always a great sign when you don't call. Well, you don't take the stand in your own defense, but you did. The person taking the stand attacks the witnesses.
These bitches lying
on the other side.
Weinstein's attorneys plan to raise doubts about the women's recollections of the incidents that, in some cases, are more than two decades old. And just so everyone's clear, because there's been a lot of women, a lot of testimony, Weinstein faces numerous charges for alleged assaults on Jessica Mann and Miriam Haley. Those are the two that we're actually talking about. If convicted, he could get a life sentence.
Could we work out some sort of algorithm? There's a few things that we have, which is there's time served. They do that thing where it's like, well, he was waiting to go. So it's like he did some time, so we're going to deduct that from his time. And then if you talk to Mark Garagos, who will be in here in an hour, he'll talk about earning potential and things of that nature. If the cop shoots the poor Mexican janitor guy on his front lawn, he says, 300, 350 grand. He didn't have a lot of earning potential. So factoring in sentencing, let's say, guilty verdict, and now there's a sentencing. Mm-hmm. Now, if this is just your run-of-the-mill rapist, then you go, all right, 10 years or 15 years or whatever it is. This is a guy who we have to factor in a few things. He's no longer employable.
Right.
He can no longer – his earning,
no
potential
earning potential
went from millions to zilch, like, overnight. And the world knows that his dick looks like someone put an M80 up his urethra and let it go.
It's like when Bugs Bunny sicks the banana in Elmer Fudd's shotgun and he pulls the trigger and it splays.
Right.
That's exactly what we're
talking about. So now you've completely been humiliated because people say, he looks like a female snowman who spilt hot coffee on her pussy, naked, and he lactates, he's covered with hair and areolas and all that kind of stuff.
Areolas.
And he cannot work anymore, areolas, and everything else. Could we work an algorithm where the guy, he's divorced, his adult kids won't talk to him anymore.
He's suffered enough.
I'm not saying no time, but we do a little algorithm where it's like, can't work, cannot go into a Starbucks without having somebody throw something at him. Like, we're going to deduct him because that's look, the whole deal is you need to repay your debt. Repay your debt to society or repay your debt. I would argue that having your name be completely destroyed, having you be unable to work in your chosen profession and your family's destroyed and blah blah blah, that's debt. Like you paid a lot. You've paid. Now we could sit you in a box. That's fine, but what?
And then we have to pay for you.
This is a gift that keeps giving, though, man. I mean, you've been destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a laminate with a bunch of numbers on it, but I'm just saying, if I'm the judge, I'm factoring it in.
It's like taxes. Just put a bunch of figures in, and TurboTax spits out a number. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a very interesting episode of Black Mirror where in John Hamm's in. It's a great episode. But basically in the future, instead of going to jail, your whole life, everything that we see in reality is like Facebook or Instagram. So you're blocked. So when you walk around, people can't see your face. They don't know who you are. You can't make them out.
Well,
so it's kind of that socially. You know,
biblically, it's an interesting thing. I'm not a scholar, but biblically, like back then, we used to know that like ruining the person's name, like ruining their name was like the biggest, the worst thing you could do to someone.
Because you had your word and your name.
Yeah, there was dueling.
There was dueling. At dawn. Right. Now it's tummy sticks at noon. people are softer. There's an interesting story that Prager was telling when we were in Palm Desert last weekend. And I've heard him say it before, and I don't know, Max Pat, if you can help me recall this because you were there. But it's basically like the person had besmirched the name of the rabbi. He'd like ruined his name. He'd told lies about him and spread his name all around the village. And then the person had gone to the person and they said, I've done you wrong, Rabbi. How can I make this up to you? And he said, bring me a down-filled pillow. And they said, okay. Yeah. And they brought him the down. Do you know this one?
Yeah, well, and they also, it's in doubt as well about a priest, but yes.
Oh, all right. So they
it's
did
a,
the
it's
same.
It's a common
it's
story.
It's a common story, but it's interesting. And
it
I think
is.
It really doesn't apply to Weinstein, but it does apply into what we're talking about. And then he said, okay. And he brought him the pillow and he said, now bring me another down-filled pillow. And he said, okay, are we good now? And the rabbi or the priest said, no, we're not quite done yet. And he said, now tear open this down-filled pillow. And he said, okay. And he said, now scatter all the feathers to the wind. And he said, okay, are we done now? And he said, no, not until you find every single feather and put it back in this pillow, which is what happens when you say something about someone, you call them this, and then it gets spread out, and now it's on your permanent record. And even if the one place does a retraction, it doesn't matter. It's still everywhere else. I would argue that your name destroyed is the ultimate.
Your legacy.
That's kind of what I used to argue with.
Ask Ponzi.
Well, yes.
It's associated synonymously
when he was
with
sitting,
scams.
When he was sitting in his jacuzzi coming up with his Ponzi scheme way back in 1871. What year was Ponzi?
It was like the Depression era, I think.
And did it have something to do with tariffs or stamps? Max Pat will look it
up. Yeah, it was stamps, international stamps, and he was getting refunds from sending things out, and he figured out a way to make money off it.
Sound legit, actually.
What year is that?
I believe it's right before 1920. I'm checking it again.
Your name being destroyed, what could possibly be worth and be worse? And then when I was talking to Gloria Allred about it. And she was talking about Michael Richards all those years ago. And she's like, well, don't you think he should be punished? And I said, he is. He's a pariah. His name is no good. He's not employable.
She posited that it might be helping him.
Well, it's true. But the jury's still out. That's why I announced I had a crystal brain, because she said I didn't have a crystal ball. Now it's been 13 years or so. He's still a pariah. He's still. I've been to every comedy club in the United States. He's not there.
He's not on the bill.
He's not on the bill.
He'll be on our show tomorrow.
He's not popping up on TV commercials. Mm-hmm. He's not doing anything. Then her thing was like, he shouldn't pay. And I was like, don't you think he'd love to write you a check and have this all go away? Don't you think Weinstein would love to write a check and have it all go away?
Sure. He had done that multiple times, apparently.
Michael Richards would have been much better off going to jail for 3 years. And then coming out and having everyone's memory wiped clean of what he did on that stage at the Laugh Factory. So your reputation, man, it's a lot more than an emotional thing. You don't get to earn anymore.
It's huge. When they reshuffle the deck, you have no money, possessions. That's what's left with you.
Right. All right. Sorry, where were we?
So that's that. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what the defense does next week. Mm-hmm. The city of L.A. will hold a public memorial at Staples Center, an official one, because it's just been a memorial ever since Kobe Bryant died. That'll be on February 24th for Kobe and his daughter, Gianna, and the seven others killed in that chopper crash. This is according to L.A. Times. The event will come nearly a month after the crash that killed them. And we're getting those details now that, you know, they said that they had retrofitted the helicopter and it had too many passengers in it, and I'm sure we're going to continue to get more information about that.
Retrofitted with, but not with the terrain.
Well, no, with the actual amount of seats that were available inside.
They put too many seats in that there, and the weight
that
was
is
too great.
One of the things they found right now is that particular helicopter didn't originally come with that many seats.
So, from what I've gathered, or what I can make of it, the pilots at X amount, 100 feet, 1,000 feet, whatever. And he says, I want to come up. There's cloud.
The clouds,
there's too
yeah.
much cloud. So he goes up, and then he makes like a hard left, and then he goes into a mountain. So he thought he was going above.
Clearing it.
Clear it, and then he was going to move out, and it didn't have the terrain sensor,
right.
which would have gone off,
right.
obviously. So hopefully he went up in this cloud bank, made a hard left thinking he was over the top of the mountains and just went right into the side of a mountain.
Right.
In which case, anyone who was in the helicopter wouldn't have known the yeah. better until the last moment of hitting the mountain. Because it doesn't suggest, they haven't talked about mechanical failures of any kind, and no one saw like a puff of smoke come out of the whatever. And seems like it was pilot error and no terrain sensing error.
That's what we know as of now, and it's been less than a month. But mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure that's a very good point. And of course, the date's significant. February 24th, that's Gianna's number was 2, which they retired at her school and the Mamba Academy, and Kobe's was 24. And Staples hosted the memorial for Michael Jackson, for Nipsey Hussle. Remember what a hot ticket that Michael Jackson memorial was?
Mm-hmm.
They gave out a certain amount and just packed the place. Staples is 20,000, so I'm sure there will be 20,000 tickets distributed.
I've been to the Mamba Academy.
Yeah, in Newhall.
It's in whatever
Thousand
Lake Terrace or where. No, it's something that we can never figure out. We always think it's one of those, but it's.
But it's in that enclave,
Newberry Park.
Park, okay. Yeah, that's the Newhall part of this
gotcha.
Equation. Yeah, it's just this big fat.
Wait, didn't you have to pay? Like pay for admission or they only took cash?
Everything is. First off, the fucking kids. You see the kids running up and down. They got the one legging on and the other legging bare and the knee pads and the long sleeves. Mm. And they're wearing opera gloves. Right. And they have, first off, just the apparel. Right. Like back in the day, you'd show up. They had a. The East Valley Trojans had a shack, Max Zapata. You can probably find a picture. The East Valley Trojans owned a shack that was across from North Hollywood Park on the other side of the train tracks on Chandler, Max Zapata Boulevard, I think, on the other side of the train tracks. It was literally a shack, like a house that was from the 20s. And you'd walk in there and they'd go like shoulder pads, helmet. They'd put like a bucket on your head and go, all right,
scoot.
And then they go, all right, bring all this shit back at the end of the year. Otherwise, we're going to charge you for it. And you just wear someone else's shoulder pads, someone else's helmet, someone else's thigh pads, someone else's everything. And at the end, you just turn it all in. You had to provide cleats. And a pair of sanitary socks, like high white socks. Mm. And other than that, hey, if you're rich, you could get a couple elbow pads or wristbands or something like that. These kids are fully outfitted now. The kids have the gloves, have the diver gloves, and all. It's all nuts.
I remember my first exposure to this because, like you, stuff was just handed out. You know, I mean, for Little League, like, here's your jersey, here's your whatever. And when I was coaching at Harvard Westlake, when I was coaching football, we had practice, we had 2 days, whatever. The first game, fucking kids I was coaching JV, 14-year-old Jewish kids showed up decked out in Under Armour. Under Armour just was like the thing. It was 2003, 2004. And like gloves, Under Armour, like sleeves and stuff. I was like, what the fuck? What, how's this going to help you?
It's not. It's the
you can't
kids.
Block.
The kids are the equivalent to the fat cyclist guy who has the $10,000 specialized bike and the clip-in cleat shoes, and he's sponsored by Cinzano, but he's got a gut. and he's only going to the Denny's. But I mean, he looks like a professional cyclist, but you can tell by his shape he's not. But now it's access to everything. So the Mamba Academy has like 10 courts going all at once. There's a whole area where you can sit and get massaged.
And
I mean, it is a major facility. Jeez, and it's going 24/7, and there's parking, and there's people taking money, and it's a whole thing. And the kids just, you know, we'd play on blacktop with, you know, big ruts and cracks and everything. And
chain nets.
Argue over which, either chain nets or no nets. Right. Which side had the net or whatever it is. And these kids are all just playing these state-of-the-art facilities.
That's amazing. I didn't see bleachers anywhere.
No. Everyone just stands around. They put up like gill nets, like in between all the courts, because the balls are going to get loose. Yeah. And there's about 5 or 6 feet around the court, and everyone just sort of stands there. Okay. And then I try to stand in a place where no one's going to see me texting people on my phone. Although, to be fair to me, when Sonny gets in the game, I occasionally look up. And then at some point, my whole thing is trying to figure out whose mom is going to take Sonny home from Newberry Park, because the fucking schedule's like, we have the early game at 9:30, and then if we win that game, there's an 11 o'clock game, then there's brunch, then there's lunch, then there's the snack hour, then we have an afternoon game. If we win the afternoon game, we sleep there. We drop out of school, and we start a new life at the Mamba Academy. That's we win. Yeah.
Semifinals are at 8 a.m.
If we lose, we get in a van, and we go to Mexico. So you need to pick us up from Mexico on Wednesday. That's if we lose.
You need to be ready for all scenarios.
If we win, then you have to come back here at midnight.
Yeah. And Champions at 12:30 a.m.
We'll be on the roof. And it's like, for the love of fuck. All I do is go find other parents. Go, you love your kids, right? Yeah, you seem trustworthy. What year was your car? 2013. Oh, good enough. Good enough.
Yeah. All right. Couple zones.
Would you find my kid? It's Sunday. I'm going to go live my life.
I think he's here.
He's here somewhere. Just get that kid and bring him back to my house later on tonight. And then there's always some good family that'll do that.
So far, you haven't lost him.
No, but they literally want you to dedicate your day to this shit.
No.
And by the way, Super Bowl Sunday, be damned. Oh, they schedule the shit. They schedule it. It's Sunday. Like, there's a little something called the Super Bowl. Yeah, but we schedule games. Are they fucking nuts? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with them? Now, look, for them, it's a money grab. Mm-hmm.
And earning. Yeah.
Right.
Sun's up.
So it's a perfect storm. They want money, and they have somehow convinced all of the moms and the dads to a certain extent.
The entire
West Valley. You don't sign up for this shit, that never ends. There's no season. Nothing ever sunsets. There's no off season. It just bleeds. One sport just bleeds the next one. If you're not all in on driving people to Orange County on Saturday, you have to be there by 6:30, and then we're just going to stay. If you're not all in, then you're the fucking worst parents in the world. You're Jody Arias.
Those are your choices?
That's pretty bad.
And who married one of the McMartins? As a preschool joke.
It's kind of awful down here with the traffic, too, right?
Oh, my God.
You mean the South Bay McMartins?
Yes. I
forgot about that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Took me a second.
But the point is this.
They didn't do it.
You're Jody McMartin. The point is this. Then you get in these like negotiations, like 6:30. I'm doing a show at midnight at the Ice House. Well, we can see if so-and-so can pick up Natalia on the way in and then go in later. But it's in Orange County, and it's all day, and it's spread out. What games did you have that were like multiple all-day affairs?
Never.
Just had a game on Saturday, and then you went home.
You go to the other kid's local school 10 minutes away. You don't leave the county.
Right. Anyway, that's where it is.
So there's been some, we've had some hot memorial and in memoriam talk lately. So just to give you an idea of what this one's going to look like or what it looked like, Kirk Douglas in the in memoriam for the Oscars.
He will be?
And was. He was. And it was a grand affair.
He was in last year's?
No.
No. The show airs on Monday.
Oh,
yeah, it's all right.
Chris, you're distracting me.
So they
took
said.
Took me a second, too.
A lot of, I was trying to correct myself.
But did he make the cutoff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I think he may have been, you know, great-great-grandfather then. And they realized maybe the backlash ain't worth it. A lot of last-minute scrambling and re-editing.
They have to put Kobe in there, too. Guy's a Oscar winner.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And we will officially give you the word on that tomorrow.
If so, Gail King had any kind of guts at all when Kobe's picture came up, she'd be like, get him off! He's a rapist!
Let's not forget his troubled past. His complicated past.
So the Friends sitcom is returning, sort of, for a one-time show to launch the streaming service HBO Max. The cast has negotiated a pretty sweet deal. It's a 60-minute unscripted program. So unclear what it's actually going to be, and they're getting $4 million for it. Warner Brothers...
$4 million.
I think each. Because that's how they roll on Friends.
You know what you want? You know what you want for your ensemble cast? You want a very successful show with an ensemble cast, but not oodles of success individually. Like Aniston has gone on to do a lot of stuff, but everyone else is kind of open to getting together.
Gettable.
And Aniston's cool, so they get together.
Interesting you say that. Guess who the holdout was?
Jennifer Aniston.
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry is. Does he have a lot cooking, or he just
not, don't know?
Set for life and doesn't
they
care.
Said they anticipate the show to take place this spring. The last holdout, according to this, was Matthew Perry. Then he tweeted a little message saying, "Big news coming." It seems this one-off event is all fans are going to get. Even David Schwimmer said recently, like, we're not, there's no reboot for Friends. We went out on top, we're done. But, you know.
They're doing one?
It's 1 hour unscripted. So who knows what the hell that's going to be. Are they just getting together and kibitzing about the old days? I don't know.
Wow. That's,
See this spring.
Doing a full hour of semi-improvised sitcom-y comedy would be very heavy lifting.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing a Herald.
No, I think they're just doing like a chat.
Like a remember
chat.
When.
The moderator.
Right.
We're going to have to get Andy Cohen.
Oh, yeah. Watch what happens.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I'll tell you what I've learned for being alive in 2020. You need a gay guy to moderate. That's what you
need. That's the truth.
Maybe Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, possibly.
Good job, Chris.
You don't want O'Reilly in there asking.
No.
Ask questions.
No, nobody
would
respond.
It's not going to work. You need a gay guy.
So are you guys really friends?
So remember I told you the other day about Disney going after that little school in California for showing The Lion King that they bought at Walmart? Well, Bob Iger has realized that was bad optics, and the Disney CEO has apologized for his company fining the elementary school for showing The Lion King at a fundraiser. The school in Berkeley, California was hit for $250 after they raised $800 to do a little, like, you know, parents' night out and have the movie on in the background. Faculty and parents then asked for help to offset the fine on the school's PTA page. Then Thursday, Iger apologized and promised to personally donate to the school's fundraising initiative. Because that didn't look so good.
Yeah, somebody tweeted me earlier today that kids or schools pay like a flat fee of like $250, and that covers the licensing.
That's the $250
for the year.
Okay, do they pay Disney or do they pay the MPAA? Like, are you know what I'm saying? Like, are you restricted to only?
I don't know if it's like ASCAP-y sort of rules or not. I don't know if you can find it, Max Bad. But it's like earlier this morning, somebody shot me a tweet and goes, "There's just a flat fee
that
people pay."
That's where the $250 came from.
Then there's that, and then you can play whatever you want to play once you've done that, which makes me go, all right, that sounds reasonable for school.
But don't you dare go rogue and buy your own copy at Walmart and show it to 20 people at a time.
Yeah, and we're also living in a new world order where companies' image is so important that this formerly didn't exist.
Right.
Like, you know, Union Carbide pollutes a river, and they're like, yeah, well, fuck it. Fuck the people that haven't moved.
Don't drink the water.
Near the river are poisoned. Yeah, well, tell them to move to Phoenix.
Tell the dummies to stop drinking it.
Drink motor oil. Motor oil.
Yeah. But now everyone's got to jump in and
get
involved, and he's got to make them whole again. Blah blah blah. I don't know what that rule or that thing was, Max Pata.
You do need a license. I'm looking it up right now. There's a bunch of copyright laws and just a bunch of weird things within it. So that flat fee
would make sense.
Yeah,
especially the licensing company. Well, speaking of movies, 22 years after the debut of The Big Lebowski, the first look at the
92.
Film spinoff is here.
Mm.
Yeah.
People love that film.
It was much later than that.
I was saying thick score.
I think my paper's wrong.
That's John Turturro is directing and starring in The Jesus Rolls. And I'm just going to show you the visual on mute because it's really just music. It's expected to be released later this year. No official date's been set. John Hamm, Susan Sarandon, Audrey Tautou, Bobby Cannavale, Christopher Walken, all in the movie. And I have a little synopsis here that came with the release. Hours before being released from prison for good behavior.
Writer-director John Turturro?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Jesus Quintano, John Turturro, reunites with his best friend and fellow underachiever, Petey, played by Bobby Cannavale. In the first, in a series of rapidly escalating bad decisions, they steal a vintage car parked in front of an upscale salon and hit the road for a no-holds-barred joyride. And then antics ensue.
I've never seen the movie straight through.
Really?
Start to finish. Everyone loves it. I've always felt like maybe it was a little overrated.
Interesting thing about that.
People like quoting it.
Well, interesting thing about Big Lebowski, Anderson and I talk about this all the time. It was not like, well, it was not as beloved when it came out. You know, mm-hmm. It was kind of confusing. It was their follow-up to Fargo, and it would confuse people, and it was like, mm-hmm. I guess that was kind of funny or weird or whatever.
What did I just watch?
And it's become a huge, there's Big Lebowski festivals and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's...
How would you rank it as a movie? You just watched the whole thing straight through. Mm-hmm. How good, how funny, how interesting?
Really good, really funny. I don't see it as funny as a lot of like the devotees, but I like it a lot.
I'd rather watch Raising Arizona, but it's still a funny and great movie.
I prefer it to Raising Arizona.
Interesting.
That's dangerous talk around these parts. I love True, Raising Arizona. Raising Arizona was groundbreaking in many ways. True. The camera work and stuff like that. Anyway.
But you should watch it. You're certainly not going to be like, oh, I wish I could have that 2 hours back.
Yeah, I wonder how sometimes when movies are very quotable, like The Dude Does Not Abide, and that kind of stuff, I think
Roll on Shabbos.
It takes life its own.
Yeah. It's $350 for an annual license.
Okay.
Could be more depending on the size of the school. And $75 for a single event.
I wonder if you can show any movie.
Is that just for Disney, Maxipata? Or is that just a general licensing with like whatever?
That's general licensing.
Like an ASCAP kind of thing would be.
All right. Yeah, it's always weird, especially like when we try to order pay-per-view at your other warehouse, since you're technically a business, they want to charge us the pay-per-view price times capacity whenever we do it.
Times 1,000 people.
Exactly. So I've always had to argue with them whenever we do pay-per-view. Like, this is insane. There's only going to be like 5 people watching.
It's funny. I hadn't brought it up, but I kept thinking about that notion of if you have a sports bar and you order the pay-per-view, you're charging people to come in to watch the McGregor fight. Mm-hmm. You don't get that deal. They factor it in.
Right. You're not just paying the $85.
No, because you're charging people $20 to come into your bar and watch this fight. They've figured that part out.
You know what you got to do? You got to start charging.
No more free rides, Chris.
Yeah, you know what?
We're
approaching this problem from the wrong direction. You're trying to get them down.
Negotiate.
Thank you.
Instead,
it's called negotiate.
I got to get a doorman and a velvet rope
and a clicker.
And a clicker.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, name on the list.
That's right.
I don't see a Maxipata on here. Larry King is speaking out about the downfall of his marriage to Sean Southwick, saying religion and their age gap eventually took its toll on the relationship. The television personality has been married 8 times, twice the same woman, and is on his way to his 8th divorce. The marriage was King's longest, and it was about 7 years.
Hey, when you're on your 8th divorce, do we really need the symposium about how, you know, we get it. That's what
Let's
you do.
Break
you get
down
married,
the game
and then you get divorced.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Thing.
Yeah.
There was a 26-year age difference, and he said that since he's agnostic atheist, that's what he calls it, and she is a devout Mormon, it eventually caused problems.
The age difference is that she got tired of hearing stories about Sandy Koufax while they were eating soup.
I thought he was like Super Jew.
Well, I think, like a lot of us, I think he's a sort of a community Jew, not maybe a religious Jew like, say, Dennis Prager.
Mm.
More of a cultural Jew.
Gotcha. Bagels Nate Nals.
And a schmear.
The guy was like...
He has matzo brine named after him, Nate Nals.
The guy was on his deathbed a few months back, and then I did his show down in studios two miles from here. I just did
live from the deathbed. Welcome, Adam Carolla.
I did a show a few months ago.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Bouncing back.
He just doesn't
takes a
stop.
Licking, yeah.
It's crazy. Well, I guess I'm trying to think. You know, the longevity in the longevity world. You know, if you work at like the GM plant, or you're a steel worker or something like that, a roofer or something like that, then you retire. Now you stop doing what you're doing, and then the age sets in pretty fast.
Catches up
after that. If you host a show like he does, or you do whatever the version of that act or whatever, or you're a piano player, composer, or something like that, and there is no age to that.
It's not finite,
you just sort of keep going with it. Then you get up every morning with purpose, and then you ply your trade every morning, and then you seem to keep going.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right.
So I know we don't do a lot of hot coronavirus talk on here, but this is some pretty sad irony. The Chinese doctor, who was reportedly detained for sounding the alarm about coronavirus before he was infected, has died, according to the hospital where he was being treated.
This is bad for Drew because he's angry.
I know. But this is more of sort of like a crazy cover up. Wuhan Central Hospital initially posted on social media that Dr. Li Wang-Leng was in critical condition and later announced he died. The hospital said Li was, quote, unfortunately infected during the fight against the pneumonia epidemic of the new corona infection. We deeply regret and mourn this. Now, according to the BBC, this 34-year-old doctor said during a private chat with med school graduates in late December that several patients had symptoms similar to SARS. Later, he was detained by authorities and forced to say he made a false statement about the virus.
I hope he learned his lesson.
Whoopsie. So now I think we're over 600 deaths and I think 28,000 infected.
I saw one of the most disturbing, you know, how you can kind of tell where we're going from watching the commercials, you know, a lot of lawyers and class action lawsuits.
If you used Roundup weed killer.
Yeah, back in the day, it was a lot of learn how to drive a truck. Now there's sue somebody commercials. And then you start seeing pharmaceutical commercials where, like, you got to take this pill because you're backed up.
To counteract.
Hooked on pain meds.
Right, you need to be able to poop.
There is a new commercial, which is... Oh, God. What did I showed it to Drew Maxipata. I think Gary probably has it, or Matt probably has it, but I got it written down somewhere. But I saw a new commercial. I just stared at it. It's a pill as a prophylactic to getting AIDS. So it's a new pill.
Oh,
it's not AZT.
Is it with the black guy?
It's many black men.
Okay, because I saw one of the black men, like, AIDS will not, you know, hold him back.
And it is, first off, the commercial is all black and brown.
Okay.
And it's all take this new pill and then go out and do whatever you want, and then you're not going to get AIDS. Because the black and the brown people aren't wearing the condoms like they should be.
Precautionary.
Right. But, of course, no free lunches in nature. And as I always talk about, unintended consequences. So now you got a bunch of black and brown people having unprotected sex. Well, they don't get AIDS, but they get other venereal diseases. Yeah.
What if someone gets pregnant?
And gets pregnant. Oh, they're not telling you put a condom on. They're telling you take this pill and let your freak flag fly. And I said to Drew, I said, look, I'm not a doctor, so I want to know your opinion on this. I know nature. Nature evolves. Organisms evolve.
As Jeff Goldblum says in Jurassic Park, nature finds a way.
Ooh, a quote from a movie, finally. All these years on. So they...
Dr. Ian Malcolm.
They, you know, you start making bug spray to eradicate the whatever, and then they start getting immune to the bug spray. They can become super germs. And Drew said it's exactly how viruses work. They want to stay alive. You know what I mean? So now... Everyone takes the AIDS suppression pill, and now AIDS starts to mutate and find a way, and then we get super AIDS. But here's the commercial, and you tell me how sad it is. It's a Hispanic dude at a book depository. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna step up, prep up.
Step up, prep up.
To help keep you free from the risk of HIV. From the makers of Truvada, a new PrEP option. Descovy for PrEP, a once-daily prescription medicine that helps lower the chances of getting HIV through sex. It's not for everyone. Descovy for PrEP has not been studied in people assigned female at birth. Talk to your doctor.
Assigned female at birth?
Step up for health and body.
PrEP up for your one and only love, or many loves. For kings, this queen, and you royals in between.
Oh, I like
my now.
Our now.
And my future.
our future.
Step up, prep up.
Descovy is the newest way.
You even got a black
Descovy
doctor.
Does not prevent other sexually
obviously
transmitted
doctor,
infections,
but
so it's important to use safer sex practices and get tested regularly. You must be HIV negative to take Descovy for PrEP, so you need to get tested for HIV immediately before and at least every 3 months while taking it. If you think you were exposed to HIV or have flu-like symptoms, tell your doctor right away. They may check to confirm you are still HIV negative. Serious side effects can occur, including kidney problems
and kidney
failure. All
right, you get
it.
Anyway, it's all black and brown people, mm-hmm. and it's take this pill and don't then go do what you want.
Maybe it's a Trojan horse. You have to get tested before you get the pill. It's like giving away a lottery tickets to the Bills fans and then you arrest them all.
That's right. Maybe they don't have the pill.
Maybe there's no such medication.
The Coliseum, free cockfights for
right.
Raiders fans only. And then you just throw a net over every human being that comes through there.
What was the female in the true crime convention? Or you had one for the ladies.
Oh, yeah, true crime
now.
Podcast fan and con.
Yeah. I want to know.
I'm going to get booked.
Yeah, I'm going to arrest all of them. No, I think it's what I do is I have all my people at Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A, and if any mom orders Grubhub, any woman,
yeah, that's
any
right.
able-bodied woman is ordering Taco
that's
Bell
it.
To be brought to her house on a weekday while the sun's shining, yep. I'm busting your ass.
They get served right there while they
served.
Get served.
That's right. We put all the work on a flour tortilla, and you get served. Don't eat it, bitch. There's a lot of legalese on there. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Funky dog hit, bitch.
Gina Grad.
That was the news.
I wish
Gina
I could claim
Grad.
That. Yeah, that's too fresh.
Chris, that was really
the
too much.
The notion that Snoop Dogg will get no blowback for threatening a woman.
No, if anything, we praise.
It's calling her bitch.
Yeah. And besmirching her appearance.
Funky dog hit, bitch.
And what else did he say about her? Did he say she was like they were coming for her?
Yeah.
Or look out? I mean, he threatened her.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
But it's cool.
You want to be Snoop Dogg.
But it's cool.
It's cool.
If I were Snoop, you know what I'd do? Mm-hmm. If I had his ear, and I do, Snoop knows me.
Yeah.
He knows me.
He's
well.
Your main man.
He's my main man. I could say, Snoop. I want to see how this goes, this impunity thing, this part where you smoke pot everywhere, curse at women and threaten them, and everyone just laughs it off and nods and agrees.
That's Snoop.
Why don't you start denying the Armenian genocide? And see, and I bet people will be like, yeah, it's just Snoop, you know, that's the way he rolls. Hey, I agree. Like, let's see how far we can go with this.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know who, you're good, but you know who I think the only hope is to bridge the gap? Martha Stewart. She probably knows both of them.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah, yeah.
Funky dog hit, bitch.
Oh, he doesn't like her, apparently.
All right, let me hit Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? How about it? Well, you probably do one or the other. How about you save a bunch of money and you bundle your policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance. Along with your auto policy, it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Once you save yourself some money and some time, go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com. All right, let's see. Cleveland Hilarity is coming up February 27th. I'm doing stand-up there. And then the next day, Indianapolis, 28th, 29th at Helium. Live shows everywhere. Go to Chassis, Chassy, and you can get Uppity and all the Shelby docs and everything else. And you can watch it on Netflix as well because it's up and running. Laughs with Bald Brian.
Yeah.
You can get the audio. It's available as a podcast. And it's just $4.99 at AdamCarolla.com. And all the money is going to a worthy cause Chris Lowe gave to.
Indeed.
Chris, any plugs for you?
No.
You don't need any.
I just like to say this has felt like throwing out the first pitch, but with my tongue. Like, you know, this is surreal after listening for decades.
You're natural.
I have to let it all sink in. But thanks, guys.
Great job,
very
Chris.
Glad you were here.
Yeah, lots of
good
fun.
Hosts. Thank you.
Great job. And if you want to pre-order my new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's out for pre-order on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and at AdamCarolla.com. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Gina Grad and Chris Lowe. Oh, we got good sports coming, too. And Bald Brian saying, mahala. Tummy sticks at noon.
Don't you go anywhere. Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla is coming up next.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The Corolla Drinks Wine Club has arrived. We're bringing you all the bottles you can drink and more perks than you know what to do with. For those who just want to dip their toes into the wine club, our 3 and 6 pack clubs will get you 3 shipments a year, 10% off all wine orders, and a DVD of the long-awaited Uppity, plus more and more goodies throughout the year. For those who want to dive in head first, our Case Club will get you 3 shipments a year, 10% off all wine orders, a DVD of Uppity, and 2 tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue, featuring the entire ACS family, a lineup of comedians, all the food and booze you can consume, a photo with Adam, Bald, and Gina in the ACS studio, and a private concert from The Offspring. But wait, there's more. For renewing Case Club members only, you'll get a private tequila and cigar tasting with the unholy trinity of Adam, Drew, and Garrigus before the barbecue even begins. For those who want to attend the party of the year without having delicious booze sent to your door 3 times a year, tickets are available for sale at CorollaDrinks.com. So prep your livers. The Corolla Drinks Wine Club is back.
Good sport. It's time for a sports segment. It's time. It's time to get it started.
NFL highlights,
mixed martial arts fights,
riffing on bad Stallone movies,
raking the fruits of the year,
Dave's recapping hockey.
That's fun.
Ace is getting talking.
That's
shooting jerks with blasters.
That's
nasally podcasters.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode filled with some hot sports talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, the Academy Awards have been committed to history. So too has Super Bowl 54. I don't know what really we have to talk about, but let's try and press on and talk a little sports, shall we?
We shall.
Here's one thing I'd like to say that's sports related. I saw a documentary last week called Uppity, about the Jackie Robinson of auto racing, Willie T. Ribbs, and I found it, and I think I've made it quite clear to you and many others. I know nothing about the sport of auto racing, which is weird for a diehard sports fan, and yet I found it absolutely compelling, especially the final third of it. His story was great, but then the way the story was laid out in dramatic fashion was really well done. Mazel tov to you.
Well, thank you. I'm honored that you came to watch. It sounds weird, but when you make documentaries, just getting people to watch it is a big deal, getting them out to the premieres or getting them, even when it's on Netflix. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. There's me, you, Cousin Sal, and Jimmy all taking a picture at the Peterson Automotive Museum, which is
that place is awesome
place.
Too. I don't know anything about cars, and I and the next order of business for me when I have some free time is to take my boy there, Jean-Claude Van Damashek. He'll go wild for that joint. Yeah, it's a great facility. It looks kind of funky from the outside, but once you get to the inside, it's sort of the Guggenheim with, you know, world-class cars. I think they're doing a presentation on movie cars on the first floor right now. So all the stuff from Road Warrior, the new stuff from Road Warrior and things of that nature. So enjoy that. And yes, it was nice. It's nice doing the movie. It's also nice hanging around with Willie himself because he's a fun character. And as I think about it, we've had over this past few years after we made the movie, we've had opportunities to go out to dinner with him and hang out with him in Indianapolis, which is you know, pretty amazing because he's sort of MacArthur returning to the Philippines when he goes to the Indianapolis 500. You know, there's
St. Elmo's, you go there and get the steak with the horseradish sauce.
Absolutely. We went out to the Indy 500. I brought Sonny. We went to St. Elmo's. We had the shrimp cocktail with the horseradish sauce. And is there anything better than a 100-year-old steakhouse? There's just nothing better.
I think that is the dying meal. If you're allowed to leave the prison before they execute you, I would say, like, let's just go the extra mile, the green mile or otherwise, and let's go to a steakhouse. Let me have my final feast there.
We're looking at a picture of Sonny with Andrew Luck circa, you know, 2017 or something like that. He's just standing there wearing a San Francisco hat. It's a 9-year-old Sonny standing next to a giant Andrew Luck. But it is for people who, first off, do not declare yourself not a fan of X, Y, or Z and don't attend. I learned a valuable lesson with Puppetry of the Penis. Initially, I was put off. Now, I can't get enough. There's pictures of me and Sonny.
Well, you like your own penis.
I like it, and I like making it into fun and alluring shapes. But I didn't know I would enjoy seeing others do this.
Others' wieners.
Yeah, there's a picture of Sonny about the same age. There's a fella, his head's not in the picture. He's doing a move called walking the dog. And we're not allowed to put that up?
I think there's regulations.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Maybe I've said
too much, but the point is there are many things that I wouldn't have thought I would have enjoyed going in. Vagina monologues, puppetry of the penis, monkey brains. They're things I thought I wouldn't have enjoyed. Turns out, delectable.
I don't know if you heard. You're not supposed to eat monkey brains anymore, and definitely not bats. Bat soup is out. That's what's caused the coronavirus, apparently. Did you know that?
Well, I want to be clear. We weren't at Puppetry of the Penis when we ate the monkey brains.
Oh, okay.
I know I kind of ran them off.
I see. But either way, mutually exclusive or otherwise, I don't think you should be ingesting like monkeys and bats. That's Dave's tip of the day.
Bat soup. All right.
Bat soup.
The gestalt of this is for those who don't think they're into automotive racing, and you may not be, do not let that prevent you from attending the Indy 500 one year. The spectacle is amazing.
You know what?
You don't need to know anything about auto racing to go to that.
It's funny. There are several takeaways that I have, and I don't want to spoil any of the picture for anybody, but a few things. One is this picture, because of Willie T. Ribbs, the length of his racing career, spans an interesting period in sports media, and you can feel, because of all the great clips you have. And by the way, great storytelling. I did talk to the editor about this after the fact as a filmmaker myself. I've never made a film, but I still observed this, that no narration was required throughout. That's really comprehensive storytelling, to be able to rely on Willie T's recollections throughout the decades. So well done in filmmaking terms. But it spans. You have all those clips. And it's funny. It's like, well, this movie, this feels like I'm watching something that's set in, like, what, like 1952? And then it's like, oh, no, it's the early 90s at some point. Like, it bleeds from like the late 70s into the early 80s. And you see ESPN, the early days of ESPN starting to crop up. And you feel like This was during my lifetime. How was there this much racism? And it makes you feel naive. And then you kind of, Willie T is a character because he's not like Jackie Robinson, despite the comp that he gets to Jackie Robinson, because he's got some, may I say, some asshole to him, you know, like understandably given his circumstance, but he's no shrinking, delicate flower or whatever.
Or
yeah,
a shrinking flower.
He pushed back.
Violet.
But then it's also crazy. They never outright slugged anybody. I mean, they're trying to kill him. Again, I don't want to ruin anything, but the guys on his team are like something out of a dastardly action movie or something where it's like, let's remove that bolt there, and the brakes will go out. Like kind of thing. It's like, what? How's that not a crime? Those people should go to jail. They tried to kill the guy getting behind a wheel going 200 miles an hour.
It's a very complex story, and you know, you go, well, how was there racism in 1991? Well, the people that were the racists were 64 years old, so they weren't from 1991.
Yeah, right.
You were young. They weren't, you know. So the thing about racism is kind of grandfathered in. It's why you call old racists set in their ways.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they're from a different time.
Yeah,
right.
He's set in his ways. It's a different era.
It's also, to your point about Indy, I went to school for 4 years, an hour south in Bloomington, Indiana, and everybody always said, you know, like the locals, you know, who grew up in the state would say, like, you've never been to Indy 500, you've never been to the qualifiers, never been up there for, you never been for one day, and I'd be like, well, no, why would I go up there? I don't know anything about auto racing, and now I regret it, because when Willie T transitions from all the different circuits he was on to that, the largesse, the grandeur of the Brickyard is immediately striking. It's and the sounds and everything. So anyway, well done. Go see that. And by the way, just to make sure, Adam Carolla did not put me up to talking about the documentary. I just wanted to compliment you on it. And 8 minutes later, now we've completed an entire conversation on Good Sports here.
I do understand. You know, the thing that's funny about it from a psychodynamic standpoint, it's available now on Netflix. You want to watch it, or Chassy, Chassy, get a Blu-ray. There's an interesting thing, and I understand why people in the zeitgeist, in the media, or Alyssa Milano, whoever, I know where they fall prey to it. I'm constantly micro and macro, just giving people the tough news, you know, and like I tell people to work with me. You drop the ball, you figure it out, do better next time. I did my best. That wasn't your best. Do better. If that was your best, I got to fire you. You know, all these horrible conversations, wives, kids, coworkers, and at large, when I'm talking about groups that are failing, groups that are falling behind, schools, education standard, it's all just tough news. And then everyone thinks you're an asshole. And then every once in a while, you make a movie about a black race car driver, and next thing you know, you're getting all these pats on the back for being, you're a humanitarian, and you should have been arm in arm with Martin Luther King. And I realized, oh, that kind of feels good. And then I realized that's why people send out blowhardy tweets all the time, making themselves into heroes, because it is nice when, like, I remember sitting with the late great John Singleton. And we're just talking about uppity in terms of making it into a feature or making it into a series on Showtime or whatever. And he talked to me. We're talking in my shop for about an hour. It was about 3 months before he died. And then at a certain point, he just like stopped. And he went, hold on. Why did you make a movie about a black guy? And I went, because it's a good story and I'm colorblind. And he was like, oh. God, that's good, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah, now I feel like those Twitter heroes that send out their fucking hashtag Cecil the Lion never dies, you know, or all that bullshit. I understand what people get infected with now. Because
I know exactly, that is a fascinating observation about the 21st century and the way you can kind of drop the hook and see who bites on that. Like, see, look how woke I am, everybody. Everybody, it's a big thing. Everybody, as we've talked about many times, everybody is a narcissist now.
Right.
The 21st century, social media, the ability to reach out to, you know, Donald Trump. On down, you can conceivably contact anybody you want to contact and give them your thoughts. This has only exacerbated our intrinsic desire to be essential. And yes, you can drop the hook in the water and be like, R.I.P. Kobe or whatever, and be like, see, look at all the retweets like, I get from that.
If I take a picture of I'm preparing my daughter to go on the Women's March in Westwood, California now, and I just put a picture of her holding a sign saying we will not be whatever, I just get a ton of love on social media. Instead, I get on the podcast and go, look, fucking stay home and cook something. And then everyone yells at me. So it's better to go this way.
You just
saying.
Undid it all.
I know.
So good. Anyway, all right. Yes, go on Netflix. Do yourself a favor. Uppity, the Willie T. Rib story. Is delicious. Not as delicious as baby back ribs, but still a fine story about the Jackie Robinson auto racing. We'll be back with more good sports for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see the Ace Man live. Get them now at adamcarolla.com.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.